On this day, August 5th, 1921, baseball brings families closer together. How did they do it? I'll let you know. Let's get started. Forms of media have changed the world. Everyone knows what the internet has done to the world in recent years. And TV changed perception completely. For instance, the first televised presidential debate was between Nixon and Kennedy. Now, those who listened on radio thought Nixon won. Those who watched it on TV said Kennedy won. Lyndon Baines Johnson, Kennedy's running mate and vice president, who only heard the debate, said, "Man, the boy blew it. He thought Kennedy lost." Well, we see the difference TV has made in the world. But before the internet and television, there was the glorious medium of radio, my favorite medium. On November 2nd, 1920, from a building in downtown Pittsburgh, the presidential returns were broadcasted by radio for the first time. And this was the first live election program, as well as the first election that women voted in. But then America's pastime was forever changed by radio. On this day, August 5th, 1921, the first baseball game was broadcasted. The radio station was KDKA of Pittsburgh. The game was between the Pirates and Phillies. The announcer was Harold Arlen. The Phillies won 8-5. Now that year, the World Series was also broadcasted by radio. But many of the owners didn't like their games broadcasted, thinking it would hurt attendance, and they didn't want to give something away they could make a buck off of. But Cincinnati Reds general manager Larry McPhail believed just the opposite. He partnered with two local radio stations and hired Walter Barber, who's known as Red, who never saw a game, and he became the play-by-play guy. So a guy who never saw a game was now the announcer. Well, the results were amazing. Radio created new fans. Now remember, before radio, the games were mostly attended by men. But after radio, women started to understand the game as they were listening with their husbands, and the men started going to the games with their families. Baseball became a family affair. And not only that, baseball lingo became part of daily speech. For instance, if you had a crazy idea, it came out of left field. If you had a success, it was a home run. And somebody who didn't behave too good was off base. So the language even became part of daily speech. Charlie McDowell said this, "Baseball and radio is part of the background music of America. You go to a barber shop in a small town, and there's a baseball game on in the background. It goes without saying." You may be having a discussion about somebody's herd of cattle, or some professor talking about an exam he's going to give, or the barber telling jokes. But in the background of all of that is a ball game. You know, some of my favorite memories with my family are going to games or playing ball in our backyard. There were times my dad would pick me up from school and take me to a game. I also remember my father playing wiffle ball with me in the backyard. Some of our fondest memories are of those days. My childhood was very much like the movie Sandlot. I remember as kids, we'd take my mother's lamps and extension cords and play night wiffle ball in our backyard. Those were fun days. And then my kids came along. I have two boys, two girls, and a couple adopted children as well. We play wiffle ball all the time. My family and I have many fond memories of going to games together. And then we had another daughter later on who's much younger than my other kids. Her name is Ava. She's 7. And we play to this day. You know, she plays it in a dress, too. She likes to play ball in a dress. It's kind of fun. As a matter of fact, we got a game today, so I got to run.
Hey, Daddy, come on to play. You're going down.
No, you're going down.
No, you're going down.
No, you're going down.
No, you're going down.
Oh, yeah, you think you're not going to hit my fastball.
You're going down so bad.
All right, we'll see. Let's play ball.